Designers often borrow from other cultures, and this fall's runways and fashion magazines show a lot of Southwest inspiration, including fabrics that resemble woven tapestries. The colors and geometric designs in Navajo rugs come from the natural world the weavers work in. Jessica Metcalf is the creator of the blog BeyondBuckskin.com and follows Native American fashion. She says the very act of weaving is sacred.
You are recreating some of the acts that the ancient holy people, that the ancestors have done in order to create the world. The world was created by weaving.
Metcalf, who is Turtle Mountain Chippewa, suggests a solution. Designers who are inspired by tribes should collaborate with a Native American weaver.
You know, the upscale designers are profiting, the mass-produced stores are profiting, but we are being left out of this cycle. We are being left out of not only the profiting of it, but also the right to represent ourselves.
Northern Arizona University economics professor Ronald Gunderson says retailers are selling Native patterns for a reason. Words like Navajo are an endorsement for authenticity, which give a certain legitimacy to a product.
Thinking that the product is better simply because it is associated with this particular name, and in this case, the Navajo name, because the Navajo name does have and does connote a certain level of quality work.
The Navajo Nation has licensed its name to other businesses in exchange for a share of their profits. It has also identified about 24 companies it believes are violating the Navajo trademark. Urban Outfitters used Navajo to describe 20 products before they decided to change course. Two items in particular stirred up the recent controversy, the Navajo hipster panty and the Navajo print fabric-wrapped flask. Northern Arizona University anthropology professor Carrie Thompson is a member of the Navajo Nation.
Attaching Native American imagery and iconography to something related to alcohol is particularly problematic, and it's ignorant. It really shows that Urban Outfitter has no idea what the lived experiences of Native Americans in this country.
The Urban Outfitters products now are described on the store site as printed instead of Navajo. Company spokesman Ed Lorum confirmed that the clothing chain recently received a cease and desist letter from the Navajo tribe and has since scrubbed the site. This isn't the company's first scandal. In 2005, protesters picketed the store over T-shirts that said New Mexico, cleaner than regular Mexico.
For many tribes, this is like the final indignity.
Williams College anthropologist Michael Brown.
The sort of cliche is, but it's a cliche with a ring of historical truth. You know, first you took our land, now you want to take our culture. So this is why the lines are being drawn.
Brown says this controversy could be avoided if companies just asked. Take Southwest Airlines. They sought permission from the Pueblo Zia to use an image from the tribe's pottery on one of its planes. It's the ubiquitous red sun symbol that appears on the state of New Mexico's flag and license plates. According to Brown, though, the state of New Mexico did not ask the tribe's permission in 1920. In Flagstaff, I'm Laura Morales.